There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, unlike many Christian pastors who are saying, whatever the government tells you to do, you should do. It was just absolutely made me sick. Think how many people blindly observe what is being said. There is a section on RiceRoadChurch.com, Rice, R-I-C-E, RoadChurch.com, called Drive Them Out, which was apparently his February 4th presentation at church, Drive Them Out. And it says across the YouTube there, let the Bible speak. And that's where I heard him saying these incredibly ridiculous things. But I heard it on television. Here's the three items he said. Here is what we as Christians are supposed to do. Pay, pray, and obey. Pay, pray, and obey. My goodness, not much room in there for the person who is thinking, right? Well, then I switched to listening to Super Soul, or Soul, I can't remember the name of it, Oprah Winfrey's program on Sundays. I really, really enjoy that. Dr. Ed Bacon was on. He's an Episcopalian priest, and he made more sense, had more love for people than this guy at Rice Road Church ever could have, I believe. I mean, it was really good and inspiring, Reverend Ed Bacon. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much more to loving the Lord. I listened to a Sufi mystic. You know what a mystic means? They have given up everything and do nothing but seek the will of God. And they say that if you're in a church, it will only make your church more meaningful. Sufism. I found that fascinating. I ordered a book on it. I don't know anything about Sufism. I think we should have a program on it. And no, don't tell me I'm getting off into the dark side. Please don't do that. You know, we've been told by Scripture long enough that we can't ask any questions, that we're just supposed to do whatever we're told to do. Pay, pray, and obey. Really? Maybe that's the reason we're in the mess that we are in. Getting back to the news, and we're going to be joined by James McKinney, in the next hour, or in the next, after the 8 o'clock break. The dome in the Pacific houses tons of radioactive waste, and it is leaking. Below the 18-inch concrete cap rests the United States' Cold War legacy, to the remote corner of the Pacific Ocean, 111,000 cubic yards of radioactive debris left behind after 12 years of nuclear test. Did you ever wonder where it went? And they told you, trust us, we'll take care of you. Brackish water pools around the edge of the dome where sections of concrete have started to crack away. Underground, radioactive waste has also started to leach out of the crater. According to a 2013 report by the U.S. Department of Energy, soil around the dome is already more contaminated than its contents. According to WHO, World Health Organization, the $218 million plan was designed as temporary fix. A way to store contaminated material from a permanent decontamination plan was devised. I think they're using the same plan in Fukushima. Monarch butterfly population is down 80%, and who do you think is to blame? Monsanto. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And 11 attacks against internet lines in California. The FBI says, yep, high-capacity internet cables. San Francisco Bay, been hit. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour and James McCanney. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley here.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. James McCanney was a guest on the program last week, and he says he was misquoted, and the issue of Nibiru, Planet X, got a lot of disinformation regarding him and his message out there. So I've invited him back on the show because he requested to come back on and to clear up a few things. So I'm going to do that. So I'm going to bring on James McCanney to address that. But first, James, I noticed that there was some question about credibility and about your CV online also in several places where I saw that the Power Hour was mentioned. First of all, for the listeners, I don't know that I've ever heard a really good description of what your CV is. So would you share with us what your background is so that people can know for credibility's sake?
Yes, thank you, Joyce. I have a master's degree in physics from Tulane University. I have a double major in mathematics physics from St. Mary's University, Winona, Minnesota. I have a very good education. I taught for about 10 years at the university level. I taught mathematics, every course there is in mathematics at the university level. I taught physics. I've taught computer science. I was the head of a computer science department. And I taught astronomy at the university level.
Question is, then, why are people getting it wrong? And why are people attacking you over your credibility and educational background?
Well, it's all disinformation, and what people are doing is copying what they see on web pages that were put there over 10 years ago, probably in the early 2000s. There are people who say, oh, well, you know, it's not even worth repeating. It's ludicrous. Another 25 years of my career I spent in the telecommunications industry. I worked for a company called NCR, which one division, and I worked in the telecommunications division where we designed telecommunications computers that were IBM compatible. This is back in the legacy IBM mainframe day. I was a specialist. I was a principal senior engineer in both hardware and software. I designed and did the overview of the design of telecommunications computers. They're the most complex, intricate, and secure element of computing. We did encryption, we did firewalls, we did and all types of secure computing. We designed our own chips, our own instruction sets, and I was at the top level of that. That I did for about 10 years. Another 15 years I was in the telecommunications industry dealing with the maintenance of basically the internet backbone and other aspects of that. I have an extensive background in encryption. I have broken the RSA encryption codes and made it public. So, yes, I have an extensive background.
Yeah.
And so why people, well, it's clear. They want to minimize my real background, and my bio's on my page. So why people quote something from, my name doesn't appear on Wikipedia. There are other pages where they completely just denigrate my name and they don't talk about my real background. So what we have are people that don't know anything about me, have made no effort to find out, and this is public. I mean, this is on
okay,
my webpage. My
let
bio
me just
is
stop
there.
You. Let me just stop you and say, you know, I'm not naive. I mean, there's all kinds of things on the internet about me, that I'm not a nurse, was never in the military. I mean, yes, people attempt to do the ridiculous to try and malign those that are doing a good job. So I think we've established the fact of who you are. Now, why is this issue of Nibiru and Planet X such a fire starter? I mean, it seems like you mention it, and all of a sudden people come out of nowhere to address it as if they have some private knowledge about it. Why is that such a hot-button issue?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of opportunists, and these people are nobodies. They sit in grandma's basement. They don't have any scientific background. They don't know how to present anything scientifically, and what they found is they can say something, because anybody can have an internet page. And if people listen, well, that's okay. But the other problem is, let's look at the level above. The CIA for a long time has had a ongoing misinformation campaign specifically about outer space, specifically about science, keeping the public dumbed down, and also primarily about Planet X, extra solar system objects, etc. And this is what I was trying to get into a little bit last Wednesday, July 1st. But the end result is that the world controllers, these are the bankers, they control science. They own science, the tier one science. They allow the tier two science, the garbage science that's pawned off on the public, to exist out there, and they put a lot of time and money into it. But primarily regarding the topic of Planet X and why, because they know that's the one thing they cannot control. The CIA can fix elections. They can go in and kill Gaddafi. They can go in and take the Ukraine. They can fix elections there. They can manipulate economies. They can cause a crash in the United States. They can do all of this. But the one thing they know they cannot control is things out there. They can simulate asteroid collisions with Earth now. They can do a lot of things, but they can't control the big objects that come in from outside the solar system. And so when I talk about this, I talk about the many Planet X objects, and my work has been confirmed. I don't have to pull back on anything. Last January, the standard scientific community came out and said they have discovered many Planet X objects outside the solar system, some of them bigger than Jupiter, orbiting our sun. There are thousands of new planets that they've discovered. After they discovered 40, they stopped announcing them. And so this has confirmed my work. I predicted from the very beginning we would find many planets out there. We see them around other solar systems. But the point is, they can't control that. So what do? They have like people like, I won't mention names, but crazy lady talks to aliens, other people who sit in grandma's basement trying to flood the internet with all of these Planet X predictions. And these people all have handlers. They have people who are like giving them money, supporting their webpage, or in the case of like last Wednesday, this mass mailing that went out, somebody paid a lot of money to mass mail links about misinformation about me in the interview on your radio show where we were talking specifically about predictions about this coming fall. But my information completely taken out of context. So they want to negate my message, which is, as far as I'm aware, the only sane one on the internet or on the airwaves. I've been doing this since before most of these people were born. I mean, when I was in the 1970s, I was developing my work. I taught at Cornell University in both the physics and the math department. I have peer-reviewed astrophysics papers in the astrophysics journals. You know, my background is extensive. I have realized the phoniness in science, in Tier 2 science. The Tier 1 scientists have come out and talked to me personally. They have learned a lot from what my work is. And so, anyway, the
okay. Well,
question,
let's talk about what the reality is. Okay, what is it that you want to say about Planet X and Nibiru? What do we need to know, or what might be happening in September? I want you to be really clear about that.
This idea that there is one Planet X is totally misinformation. And so that was kind of the point of the 2003 May 15th World's Going to End Planet X thing. Is if it didn't come, okay, it didn't come, there is no more, goodbye. What I have been sailing all along, and the ancients talk about this, there were many large comets, and it's not going to look like a big orange ball in the sky. It's going to look like a raging comet. That's why NASA cannot admit that comets aren't dirty snowballs. They have now landed on the nucleus of a comet. There's no water. There's no ice. It's a hot, dry rock. There's nothing coming off of it to form the tail that you can see from a distance. My theory has been confirmed. My theory that there are many Planet X objects has been confirmed. The problem is we don't have a lot of data on this. So this entourage of people that are out there saying, well, we saw two suns yesterday. Somebody took a picture or this. None of this has anything to do with reality. There's a standard astronomical format. If somebody has real information, and it's not super, super rocket science, millions of amateur astronomers around the world know this format, so it's not real difficult. So if somebody has real information, they have to put it in that format so that other people can verify it. Science works by third-party verification. So there are many, many Planet X objects that are not all headed to Earth to crash into Earth or something. Most of them will never come in the inner solar system or even into the solar system, but they are associated with our solar system. They may, the bigger ones could throw some other of the smaller ones into our solar system, and we see this all the time. It's just that standard science has this fairy tale image of dirty snowball, little puffy snowballs won't do anything. And what I'm saying is, no, some of them are big, but when you see them, they will be in the form of a comet. So number one, there are many. Number two, they will look like a comet.
I'd like to open up the phone lines for those that disagree with you and give them an opportunity to say it on the air. If you disagree or believe that he is wrong, so that you don't have to go out and pay a whole bunch of money and do an email blast or whatever, give us a call at 855-995-6923. I would like to hear our guest, James McKinney, respond to what you have to say, 855-995-6923, because I know there's people listening to this program that can hardly wait to get to their computers and go out and dispute what's being said. So let's see who has the manhood enough to come on board here and challenge James McKinney if you disagree with what he is saying. I cannot disagree with what you're saying, and I don't know that I have the scientific background to agree or disagree, to tell you the truth. But I respect your background, I respect where you're coming from, and I'd like to hear from those who disagree. So we've only we're only going to have a couple of phone calls. Time for a couple of phone calls. We're going to have James McCanny till the bottom of the hour. That's it. So get your phone calls in now. The naysayers, 855-995-6923. We'll be right back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley with James McCanny.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 24 minutes after the hour, James McCanny is our guest. JSMcCannyScience.com. JSMcCannyScience.com.
Joyce, J.M.
Oh, my gosh. J.M. McCanny Science.com. J.M. McCanny Science.com. And no one disagrees with you, at least on the air, that has the guts to come on and disagree with you. And I thought I could save them an email blast, but I guess nobody wants to respond. So I'm going to give you to the bottom of the hour to go ahead and say what you want to say, or tell us what you think we need to know. What is science? What can be proven, and maybe what we should be looking for toward the time of September, which everyone is pointing to. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, first of all, the immediate issue is September or fall 2015. Is Planet X going to be here, or Nibiru, or asteroids collide into Earth? I think they could simulate some asteroids with the Project Lightning Rod that the Space Command has. We've seen these. We know that they have used these. That one in Russia was a lightning rod. It wasn't an asteroid. But as far as Planet X or anything coming in the fall, there is no data. Let me make this very clear. There's no data that I have seen that it has to be placed in a standard format so it can be third-party verified. There is no data that I've seen that indicates anything. Are false claims, and I look at these claims, you look at what's the people's background. They don't have any. Do they have any scientific background? Do they have any information that's real about outer space? No. They're just making this stuff up. And so a lot of these people have handlers. They have people, hey, you're doing great work. Get out there. Keep up the good work. So a lot of this barrage of misinformation is coming from a higher level source pushing these people. And also, you cannot take a 15-second or 2-minute or a 5-minute soundbite of me and say this is what Jim McCanny says, or anybody, but especially me. These are very complex topics. So the things that the public should remember is, first, if you hear something, see an email. I don't email. I don't have YouTube videos. I only publish on my webpage or on radio shows like yours, Joyce, that are bona fide, long-term, solid radio shows. And on my own radio show. But as far as the public, there are many, many Planet X objects. They could come into the solar system at any time. Hale-Bopp was a Planet X object. It affected us at a distance, but it didn't destroy Earth. And it's an example of it. Was Hale-Bopp had a very large nucleus. It was close to the size of our moon when it left the solar system. I saw pictures of it. But just understand that not all Planet X objects, even if they came into the solar system, would devastate Earth. They could cause some mild action at a distance. I try and educate the public on my radio show and my books, etc. And comets are not dirty snowballs. NASA, European Space Agency, has just landed on a comet nucleus. There's no water. There's no ice. It's a rock. It's a hot, dry rock, just like I predicted. All of my work has been thoroughly confirmed. The many Planet X objects, the Standard Astronomical Community came out last January and publicly announced that they have discovered them, and they're seeing more. And they've only seen about 2% of the sky out to a little bit beyond Pluto. They've only just begun, and they've already discovered thousands of other planets in our solar system beyond Pluto. And so this is a very complex topic, but go ahead.
Yeah, and before you finish, let me just ask, you know, is the government aware, the elite, the world masters, are they aware that there is a dangerous planet out there that could harm this country or might harm or will harm? I mean, where is the dispute over the issue of Nibiru?
Okay, the whole issue, like I was saying before, is that they know if the public looks up in the sky and sees that huge raging comet coming in, they're going to look at that and they're going to go, you know, that doesn't look like some little fuzzy snowball. And the power of the international banking community, who basically run the world through the CIA and their sister organizations around the world, they would lose power in a New York second. They know that's the one thing, and you said it yourself. When this topic comes up, it's like a deer smelling a human scent. It's in your DNA. You know that thing is going to cause problems, and you will. But drop doing, you stop your house payment, you would stop going to Obamacare or whatever you're doing, and you would get your family ready, and you would stop honoring the almighty international monetary system. They know that. And that's what they are afraid of.
Okay. I thank you very much for joining us today. JMMcKinneyScience.com. And your radio show is when, James?
Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee.
You got it. Thank you so much for joining us today, and appreciate your clearing that up. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. 3-minute break. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. I hope you either heard on Friday me do the Declaration of Dependence, or you got it in the email blast, because Brian Justice did an amazing job on that. We also played some of his music. He is quite a guitar player and singer, and I'm hoping to get an album by him or some songs that we can play on the air. He is really talented, as many of you are. And I thank you all for your sharing of that talent. But the Declaration of Dependence is something that everyone should read. I had a number of people saying that they were going to read it to their children. They were going to have their children read it. And they wanted them to be aware of what independence is versus dependence. And I was really impressed with that. Just to let you know also that the stock market has opened 30 points in the red. Has opened about 4 minutes ago 164 points in the red. And 164 points in the red. The S&P is down 18. Oil is at 54.96 and gold is at 11.64. Silver is at 15.39. So, looks like it's going to be a bit of a volatile market today. It's just jumping around all over the place. There was some more news I didn't get to, and I wanted to tell you that in the email blast, there is more information on a discovered danger of high fructose corn syrup. If we didn't know enough negative things about high fructose corn syrup, or HFCS, as sometimes it is written, there's new troubling scientific studies revealing how high fructose corn syrup containing foods are causing yet another unwanted side effect, and that is heart failure. Unbelievable. While glucose spikes blood sugar levels and causes insulin secretions, fructose hardly makes them budge, and since it tastes sweeter, good manufacturers thought it was an ideal food additive. Unfortunately, the assumption that fructose, including high fructose corn syrup, was any better was dead wrong. The liver converts fructose directly into fat. People who consume lots of fructose end up developing high blood pressure, suffering from obesity, and developing insulin resistance, among other issues. Doctors usually call that metabolic syndrome. So there you got it. It is a concern, major concern, high fructose corn syrup. And, of course, that's what's in ketchup, of all things. Maryland Department of Agriculture issues a stop sale on Stella and Chewy's pet food. The Maryland Department of Agriculture issued this stop sale order on Stella and Chewy's freeze-dried chicken patties dog food, which is now tested positive for listeria monocytogenes. The lot number is 111-15. That's 111-15. The bags have a use date by April 23rd of 2016. And listeria is not only dangerous to dogs, but to small children, elderly, and those with autoimmune disorders. So just be aware, Stella and Chewy's. That's a kind of a more expensive food item for animals also. Healthy People 2020 and the Decade of Vaccines. Lot of stories emerging on people who have been vaccine injured, and for very good reason, because there are unreported vaccine injuries, and there are those that the CDC will not address. So I'm going to go to the phone calls now and see what you have to say about what's going on. Do you agree that perhaps something is coming down the pike on September, or is this just one big sensational issue that they're putting out there for us? Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Francis?
Hey, Joyce. This is actually a question I would have asked your last guest, but since he then took offline, it may be something you may want to pose to him later on another time. He made the comment to the effect that the solar system extends out past the orbit of Pluto and the Oort cloud that actually encompasses this whole solar system that we reside in. Whenever that happened, I have no idea, because since when were there other planetary bodies in part of this solar system that actually extended out past the Oort cloud itself? That's one main question. As far as the different types of sugar is concerned, one that I've come across, unrelated to that situation, is what's called invert corn syrup. And apparently it's been out for some time, but when I went to look it up, because you don't, when you see it, you don't even pay attention to it. But when I went to look it up, it's actually a fancy word for beet sugar, or sweet beet sugar, whatever you want to call it, has actually been genetically modified.
Right. Mostly the beets have been genetically modified, unless you're buying organic. You know, doesn't it make sense, Francis, to buy organic at every chance that you get, especially on the dirty tin?
It does, but the problem is you have to be careful about what is labeled organic, because with one food item that I come across that had that in it, it was listed as organic. That was the big problem.
Well, there are organic beets, so there can be organic invert sugar from beets.
Well, that's true, too. The only thing is, this item I come across was a pre-processed food item. It was not an actual vegetable.
So oh, okay.
People have to watch out for that part.
True.
But yes, organic, if you can get it, it may be expensive, a little bit more cost to it, but at least you know what genetics are in the bloody thing.
Right, so, and I think if you give up some of the meat, some of the bread, some of the desserts, you're going to find that you put your money where it is important for you. And,
well, that's true.
And giving up the processed foods can only make you healthier. I ate something on Thursday or Friday. I can't remember what it was, but I said, I just feel like eating this, and I'm going to do it. I felt horrible. I mean, I had forgotten how bad you can feel, and I just wonder how many people feel bad all the time because they're eating that kind of food.
Oh, and one quick thought for you, as far as September goes, I think there are a lot of things of a natural nature that are occurring or will be occurring. However, since the power elite know about that, they're doing things along with the corporations that are augmenting and basically creating a major nightmare because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
all right, thank you, thank you very much, Francis. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you, dear. Let's go to Chuck in West Virginia. Chuck, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Chuck?
Yeah, Jules, I listen to James McKinney every Thursday on that 93.50.
Uh-huh.
Thursday night, we got a pretty good talk show there.
Good, good. I think he's very credible.
Yeah. You ought to have him on there sometime to talk about the Colburn.
The Colburn. What is that?
Yeah. It's a Bible. I don't know.
Really?
He talked about it. And that third guy you talking about, Brian Justice, is that on Facebook or YouTube or what? We try to
find
it.
He has a YouTube channel. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Trained.
Yeah, trained noticer. Trained noticer.
Well, we can find on YouTube, though, on a smartphone or internet.
Okay, well, Josh found it, so let me come up with the actual title of it, and then I'll let you know on the air, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate you. Let's
bye-bye.
Go to Gary. Bye-bye. Let's go to Gary in Texas. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I'd just like to make a general comment about James McKinney. I've been listening to him for a long time, and I think he has suffered from his delivery of his message. He is a very careful presenter of document and information that he has worked on for years, and he presents it as if he was a college professor. The people on the internet who have usurped or stolen his information, basically, and I've seen when they've appeared on the internet, have made a big splash because of their presentation in a more dramatic fashion, and it gets everybody upset. His delivery sometimes is a little dry. Other people might be more sensational, but they have copied his work. And then they've tried to hide some of his data, and he's proven himself right time and again.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the fact that he is so determined to make sure that he is quoted correctly. I don't know what it is. I don't know why they're attempting to do what they're doing, but it's obvious who these people are.
Remember,
I've seen
Joyce, remember, Galileo was held in custody by the Catholic Church, I believe, and he was correct, but they didn't like the message he was spouting because it wasn't the party line at the time.
Right.
And I think that's some of the problem here.
Okay.
You know, somebody's got it figured out. There are tier one, as he refers to, scientists. And a friend of mine had occasion to work with the federal government lab in Idaho, and there were some real upper-tier scientists at that lab, and some of them were uber young. And the young guys, when they were discovered by the government swept them up and put them in a kind of custody thing. so they'd work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks. I just want to let you know that appreciate your
advice.
Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Gary. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Joyce, I got a few things. Trump and the Confederate flag and John Stossel. But start with Trump. I don't think he's anyone to support in any way. He has come out in total support for the Zionist Israeli lobby, and Netanyahu, the most mad warmonger that will even put the Pentagon and the CIA to shame. So I think he's a very dangerous person. And
okay, wait a second. Why is he dangerous? Why is Trump dangerous?
Because he's come out in total support for the mad warmonger Netanyahu in Israel, and I'm sure you can understand that. And he came out in total condemnation of Obama for not giving total support to Netanyahu's call for an attack on Iran. He's a very dangerous person, and I think his low type of xenophobic attacks on people that are forced across this border by, in many cases, U.S. policy and putting in dictators in Central and South America and calling them rapists is the lowest type of Hitlerian type of divide and rule diversion away from the
people.
Well,
wait a minute. He didn't call them all rapists. And I think it's been taken out of context. When you listen to what he said, you know, he said the truth about what's happening. And a lot of them are criminals that come over from Mexico.
Well, I would say then just to check right-wing lies about immigration. I can't go into all the arguments there, but I think he is a panderer. And the most important thing that you can understand is that he's a total support for the most right-wing elements of Israel, which means war, even beyond the CIA and the Pentagon's inclinations to that. He criticizes the present policy of support for Israel as not being warmongering enough. So that,
okay,
I consider you can understand. And also, John Stossel, if you'll check fair.org, it's a media monitor for decades now, kind of mild but very strong in exposures of John Stossel as a mouthpiece, has made millions of dollars working for billionaire-funded corporation foundations like the Heritage Foundation, and really takes that side of the issue. He may use nice-sounding slogans about they want to take your money, but he's really talking about taking the money of the richest billionaires. And Fox News, as anybody should know, is nothing but, it's not a news organization. It's a alt-right propaganda for the Republican Party.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more on that one.
Yeah, and the Confederate flag, I would ask people to look up Tarpley.net because he's a historian who's got some of the largest following on C-SPAN for his series on the Civil War, points out that that Confederate flag does represent racism. It the Confederacy, the Confederate Constitution called for the idea of the superiority of the white over the black races and the permanence of slavery and expanding it into the other states. The vice president of the Confederacy, Alexander Stevens, said the same thing. It was based on, the fight was based on the immutable superiority of the race, of the white race over the black races and their and the immutable permanence of slavery. So I think we got to, and the flag was not brought back only in the 50s when there was a great struggle of the civil rights movement to knock down Jim Crow. So it does have the associations very closely with that kind of racism. And I was also thinking that WSWS.org is one of many, but it points out that that the Confederate flag was only brought back as a kind of a divide and rule tactic to during the civil rights movement, and only now it's being turned against because most of the people have turned against it. They back then when the churches were bombed, many people said nothing or didn't care or actually supported it. Now most people are disgusted with that, and so the establishment realizes that if they don't downplay that racist symbol, that there's going to be a revolt of many people. So I think they've got an ulterior motive for at this point turning against it. And I just, but most important, I think we've got to realize that Trump and his support for Israel has to be the main opposition. If you oppose war, you can't support Israel, which is the biggest warmonger that inspires our own government.
And I appreciate what you're saying. I just don't think there's any candidate out there other than Rand Paul. And I know you're not going to agree with that
one. No. That libertarianism is really funded by the biggest Koch brothers. If you just look it up, the not-so-spontaneous libertarian, you see that whole ideology was supported by the biggest Koch type of greedy billionaires to wrap it up in freedom and liberty euphemisms. But it's
okay,
really...
who do you support? Who do you support? I got to let you go, but who do you support?
Well, I would support the Tax Wall Street Party. That gets to the heart of it. And anybody who doesn't talk about taxing the billionaires who ruined the world economy from here to Greece is really deliberately avoiding the real alternative, and that is Webster Tarpley's associated candidates and parties for the Tax Wall Street Party, just a 1%.
Okay, and who is the candidate? Who is the candidate for that party?
I can't remember the number of candidates, but there are a number of them that are running.
Okay, let me know who it is, and maybe we can have him on the show. I'd like to find out more about him. I got to let you go, but thank you very much, John in Ohio, for the phone call. Here is the – thank you, Catherine, for sending this to me. Here is the Declaration of Independence – or Declaration of Dependence is at trainednoticer.com. Declaration of Dependence is at trainednoticer.com. The YouTube is BMJ. That is in Bravo, Mike, Juliet, BMJ, Trained Noticer. And that's his YouTube channel. We'll be back after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley here. Dave in Arkansas, you're up next. Stay tuned.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Michael Snyder will be joining us after the next hour to find out what the stock market is doing, or Greece, or Puerto Rico, or Chicago, or Illinois, or whatever, and see if he thinks there's going to be a contagion effect. Let's go to Dave in Arkansas. Dave in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, yes, Joyce. Concerning the causes of the Civil War, you know, they tried to make peace before the war broke out, and they were going to have a national referendum that let the citizens vote on it. But Republicans who were in charge said, we've spent 6 years getting in power, and we're not going to vote, give the people a choice. And that's another sign of the oligarchy. And also, Nathan Bedford, Forest Park, one of the reasons why they want to dig up him and his wife is because the University of Tennessee wants that land to expand on. And a county commissioner, Terry Rowland, told me this. So I just wanted to make that. And you can honor the sacrifice and not maybe the cause of the South. And also, the moral issue of slavery was not the cause of the Civil War, maybe the politics and economics, but the moral issue of slavery was not the cause of the Civil War. So I just want everybody to do their own research, and that's what I've got to say.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that. And I'm going to go to Wes in Idaho in just a second, but please go to the email blast. Sign up for the email blast at thepowerhour.com. Sign up for the email blast. It doesn't cost you anything. And you can see the Declaration of Dependence there by Brian Justice. You can also get the information on his YouTube channel. So go to thepowerhour.com. And sign up for the email blast. You will be so glad you did, because you have the links to the radio shows from every day. So if you want to go back and listen to it, if you missed a part of it, if you had to be gone, you can pick up on the rest of it. ThePowerHour.com, the email section, or the news section. Wanda has all the news there for you, or it is in the email blast. All right, let's go to Wes in Idaho. Wes in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yes, I endorse the American Freedom Party running Ken Gibbidin for president. I want to point out GenocideWatch.org has the Boers, the white farmers of South Africa, just one step away from extermination by the American African National Congress. That's the communists that took over. They actually sing songs about killing Boers. I want to point out human development map put up by the United Nations. The United Nations rates every single country in the entire world. First, second, third, fourth world. All white race dominated countries are first world. All black race countries are third and fourth world. There's also a Pastor David Manning of New York, a black man, who says that the black race has never created a civilization or maintained one either. They have never built anything beyond a mud hut. This according to David Manning. He's on YouTube. You can listen to him criticize his own race in a way that I can't, because I'm a white man. I'm nothing but a racist. And of course, the word racist, it is entirely a canard, really a meaningless word. Everyone out there, a black or white, you go to a church is on Sunday.
Okay, we're
morning.
Out of time. We're out of time. We've got to go to the break. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Thank you, Wes from Idaho. Got to run. We'll be right back after this 1 minute, 10 second break.